Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Mem Gimel, and we are on Mem Beis Mabeis by the two dots, and we continue with issues of Shar Tam and Shar Muad, as we have another couple of daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Baba Kama. So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Behemis Ish O Isha, the animal kills a man or a woman. Rashi points out, Bemuad Ksiv. We're talking about the Psukim again by Shar Muad there in Mishpatim. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, V'chima Bazel Alamdeinu. What is the Torah emphasizing that a Shar Muad is Chayev not only for, or the Bailam is Chayev for, it's Shar Muad, both by a man or a woman. Im L'Chayev Ala'isha Ki'ish, if it's telling me that one is Chayev not only for a man, also for a woman, both. Harik Farnemar, we already know that. Ki Gach Shar Es Ish O Es Isha. We already know that. That applies to both men and women. Elo L'Hakish Isha L'Ish. It's the opposite. Not to compare. Not the opposite, but for different. Not to be b'chayev on a woman like a man, but to compare a woman to a man. In what way? Ma ish nizakav liyarshav, just like by a man, the nezek that he is owed goes to his yarshim. Af isha nizakeha liyarsheha. So too, if she is damaged, then the nezek that is owed her goes to her yarshim, meaning not her husband. Goes to her yarshim. That is the halacha that Rabbi Kiva learns from Ish O Isha. We compare man to a man as Yarshim and a woman as Yarshim. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, but isn't there a concept of Yerushas Habal? Why would all of a sudden the Nezek of that a woman is owed not go to her husband? We know there's a halacha, if a woman predeceases her husband, Baal Yorish is Ishto. V'sav Rabbi Akiva lo Yorish la Baal. Does Rabbi Akiva not hold of that? He holds that the husband does not inherit the wife. V'atanya v'yarash osa mikan shabal Yorish is Ishto. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva agrees to that halacha. So how can he say here that all of a sudden, you don't say Yerusha by Nezek, you don't say Yerusha Baal by Nezek? Doesn't he agree to Yerusha's Abal in general? So, says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, in general he does. But Reish Lakish says that Rabbi Kiva is talking about a specific type of payment. Amar Reish Lakish, Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva, added it on the side, Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ela B'Kofer, specifically by Kofer, the payment for someone being killed, that is what that is the only payment that Rabbi Kiva says goes to the woman's yarshim and not to the husband. Why? Holvein mishtalim el lachar misa. The payment is only owed after the woman has died, and at that time, meaning the husband does not have a claim of it before death, v'havilei ra'ui, and therefore it is considered ra'ui. There are two types of properties that a person can have a connection to. Ra'ui or muchzak. Muchzak is what he has. He's muchzak in the property. Ra'ui means what is supposed to come to him in the future. It's earmarked for him. It is ra'ui, it is appropriate, it is going to come to him. Like most tanav hold by a loan. If a loan is owed to me, so I'm not muchzak in that money until I get paid back. But it is ra'ui. So, says the Gemara, says Reish Lakish in giving pshat to Rabbi Akiva, only by kofar, which is only payable after the woman dies, so it is ra'ui ve'ein habal nota baroi kiba mufsak, and the halacha is that a husband, Yerusha's Abal, he only takes from muchzak, not from ra'ui, that the woman is going to get after. If a woman yarshins something after she dies, then her relative dies, so the husband, that could be considered ra'ui, lagabi, the husband's Yerusha. My taima, how do you know this? How do you know that kofar is different, and it is going to only obligatory after the death? Amakra, behemis, isha, isha, hashor yisakel, v'gamba alav yumas, im kofar yushas alav. If a man or woman is killed, the ox is stoned. The ox is only stoned after death, after the ox had killed somebody. And then the pasuk says, v'gam ba'alav yumasim kofar yushas alav. And therefore, that's how we know that this is an exception to the rule. Okay, a couple of points to make on this Gemara in the Rishonim. First of all, the Rishonim ask, why is it then, if you have this pasuk here in Mishpatim, that the husband does not yarshin his wife lagabe kofar, what is that mashma? That by everything else, the Baal would yarshin his wife. Yerushas Habal, right? Only this is different. So then, ask Tosfos, ask the Shita B'Kupat, says, why do we need a separate drasha elsewhere? Darsha de Mesechas Baba Basra of Yerushas Habal. Rashi quotes it here. Unasatim is nachala so l'sheiro akarov elav, she'ero zu ishto. Why do you need a separate makar to teach me Yerushas Habal? Just learn it from here. You learn from here that a woman is not morish the kofer to her husband. So if she's not morish the kofer, mashma she is morish everything else. So what are the two psukim for? So the Rishonim discuss why kofer is unique and it wouldn't be able to be a model for any of the other payments. First we'll see Tosus, then we'll see the Shita. Says Tosus right here, v'have le ra'ui. It's ra'ui and therefore it would not be obligatory to go to the husband. Avagavta b'yish dochlen, even though ba'basra and kufyud gimel and yish dochlen. That's the parak in Shas, all about Yerusha. The eighth parak of Baba Basra, Avagav Dibish, Nochlid, Darish, and also the next one after that, Mishamais, Darish, Data Baal, Nota Baroi, Kiba Mokhsai, Mikrach, Rina, even though we darish in this halacha, that the Baal doesn't take Roi from a different pasig, so this is asking about a specific halacha. We darshan that a Baal only gets muhzak, not ra'ui, from a different pasuk. And here we learn it from the fact that there's no, that kofar is not given. We learn it from the pasuk at the end that we just read. Me'achal onafka, the havamina, the shiny kofar. But you wouldn't have been able to learn even that detail of the halacha from kofar. Why? Dula olam havi ra'ui, velo asi minei shah ra'ui. Kofar is always ra'ui. Alone is payable sometimes, it is paid up. So it's not always ra'i. Sometimes a loan becomes muhzak. Kofar is always ra'i, because it's only payable after the person has died, after the wife has died, let's say in this case. So it's always going to be ra'i. So you can't learn something that could be ra'i from something that must be ra'i. Number one. V'kofar namilo nafik mehasam, so you can't learn any other ra'i from kofar. And also now, you can't learn kofar from any other ra'i either, from the fact that other ra'i does not go to the husband. The hasam be Yerusha shenafa la'achar misa sa'isha ena bal nota baroi. Because elsewhere, the Yerusha that the woman gets after she dies, that is for sure roi. Nothing happened during the woman's lifetime to cause that, to connect to that money, that property that is going to come to her. She dies a month later, then her relative dies. Aval kofer de mechayim nasa chavala shakofer bal yado. But here by kofer, the act of wounding that led to the kofer happened during her lifetime. So havamina de notel. So kofer has a little bit in both directions, says Tosfos. Fascinating, as we'll mention more about Hashem in a minute. But kofar, on the one hand, is always ra'ui, it's always after death, but it's based on an act that happened before death. So that's why you can't learn it out, or you can't learn from kofar to any other ra'ui, any other payment that is going, was earmarked to come to the husband, but did not come yet until after death. And that's why you need two separate sources, one from over there in Baba Basra, and one from here in Meseches Bava Kamma. That is number one. The Shita asks a more general question. The Shita over here, in the name of the, who asks this here? In the name of the Gilyon. Kasha, mi de itzrech haikra, de vehemis o isha lomar, she isha nizakel yorshevel, o labayla, shvabina da bal yorshizishto. Vimke matzor akra, de vegrasho savachulu. So the Shita asks the more general question. Tosas asks on the detailed halacha of enota baroi kiba muchsak. The Shita just asked a general question about Yerusha, right? Why do you need a pasuk here? Why do you need a pasuk in general for Yerusha's Baal? If you know the Baal is not your Zishto in one case, so you would know that he is your Zishto in all other cases, the Yeshlomar de Itzrech. So again, the Shita goes to work like Tosfos does. The Itzrech of Yerusha, so you need both. The I mehaikra de Isha nizakel Yersheha. If you only had one pasuk, havamina de Ina Baal Yerushizishto, Ella could go nezikin. You would have thought that maybe only by Nezek that comes, that flows from her own Chavala, that's where she doesn't get. Meaning, what does our Gemara say? You know, she doesn't get, he does not get kofar. But other types of, meaning, even before the Maskana, Nezek is certain types of Nezek. At the end, it's only kofar. Certain types of nezek only go to her and not to him. So maybe there we would say that goes to her because it flows from her own chavala. Aval Yerusha shebala mibeis aviha eina bal yorish. But let's say Yerusha that comes from her father's house that has nothing to do with her husband eina bal yorish osa. That the husband's not going to get. What connection does he have? There's only a havamina by items that affect and that have a connection to him. L'kach itzrach t'v'yirash osa. V'chula. Then he asked the other way also. But that's what he also goes to struggle to figure out what he needed both Sukkim for in the context of Yerusha. In general, the Achronim discussed the Chakira by Yerusha, once we're on the topic of Yerusha's Habal, that is, how does Yerusha generally work, and how does Yerusha's Habal work? And are they exactly parallel? Might they work differently? After all, Yerusha's Habal is the only type of Yerusha that is not blood relative. All other Yerusha goes through blood, goes through family, goes through biological connection. And a son, a daughter, an uncle, and Yerusha's Habal does not. Yerusha's Habal goes through marriage. Right? It's the only type of relationship in Yerusha that can be cut, right? With Gerushin. The other ones cannot be cut unless they you do something by preventing Yerusha from taking place, but you can't break the family relationship, right? So that's why, that already tips us off. The fact that Baal and Isha are different family relationships than all others is not blood, so maybe Yerusha works differently. And that's what's suggested by some of the Achronim. The Chakir in general of Yerusha is, how much is Yerusha a kinyan where there is a Morish and a Yoresh, just like every other kinyan, there's a Makna and a Kona, by all kinyanim, so too by Yerusha. Maybe there's a Morish and a Yoresh, even though it's somewhat interesting if there would be a Morish, because when is somebody Morish? Only after he dies. Or is it as he dies? Right? Maybe the only mitzvah a person could do only after they die. If you say that it's really happening, if there is a Morish, then this would go on the list of mitzvahs that one can only do after they die. Right? So Morish, that he's Morish, or as he dies. But that's one way of looking at it. It's a kinyan, Morish and Yorish. The other suggestion, though, is that no, there is no kinyan. And maybe this works better because how can a person do a mitzvah after they die? They can get zchuyos after they die. If a person they inspired does a mitzvah, then they get credit for it. As we know, the Gemara tells, the Rama, I think, quotes in Shulchan Aruch that every Yom Kippur, the Mesim are also judged. What are they haven't done anything this year. The answer is the Schuyos and the Chobos, that our actions affected and influenced, so then every year we also have another calculation. But in any case, to say that there is a Morish and a Yorish is more somewhat more Mechudash. So the other approach is that it's not that a person really is makne something or morish something as they die, but it is the yoresh stepping into the morish's shoes. There's no kinyan, but the yoresh, the son now, functions as the father. Or the daughter functions if there's only daughters. Or the uncle, right, goes into the shoes. The principle we have in a specific area of halacha by Eved Ivri and a few other areas, Steachuza, we had this back in Maseches Kedushin, called Kam Tachtav, where the Yoresh goes into the shoes of the Morish for certain halachas, but that could be an approach of how you look at Yerusha in general. And that's where Rabbi Elchanan in Kovet Shiurim in the second volume, Rabbi Elchanan in Yud Beis Hei in the second volume, suggests maybe that's a chilek between Yerusha in general, other Yerushas, and Yerusha of a son. Maybe by all others, there is a Morish and a Yorish, but by a son, just like there's special dinim of Kamtakta for Eved Ivri, for Steachuza, so maybe that would be different. And where does he bring a raya from this? He talks about in Boabasra, Kupman Beis, there's a halach of Ein Zechiyah Le'ubar, Vafilu B'Yerusha D'Memela. Let's say someone's pregnant, right? So the baby does not Yorish. Ein Zechiyah Le'ubar. And therefore he says, what if a convert who impregnated his wife dies, v'hiniach ishto mu'uberes, so then kol hakodem zacha, whoever gets his property, the ger's property is hefker, right, who's going to yarshin the ger's property, so he doesn't have any other children, he doesn't have any relatives, so therefore his property is hefker, even though he left a pregnant wife. Mikol makom im nolad achar kach ben, but if a son is born after, hu motzi min azochim, he then could take from the people who took it from hefker. Answer, v'lchanan v'u davar tamua. Why should he get? Why should the baby now be able to take it for the people who got? What, now he's Kona'it? What do you mean? They were earlier Konim, so he shouldn't be able to take it from them. I says Rav Chanan, the Davka beben adin kain, shehu kam tachas aviv, fahari hu ki'ilu aviv chai. It's as if his father is still alive once he comes in. Ubevadai shim hames yakum l'tchiyah yikach hazachasav b'chamacham shivseim. Let's say that there was tchiyas hamesim, right? And the dead man came back. He could take his stuff. What are you doing with my stuff? I'm back. So too the son can. Avo b'shara yarshim she'enam nechshavim kamo ha'morish ba'atzmo ela she'hein zochin b'nichse ha'morish after the bi'agav ne'en yecholam lahotzi ha'nechasim yad ha'zochim and ha'hefker the sulo nichse ha'morish she'en. Maybe it's only by a son, says Rav Chana, not by others, because Yerusha works differently by a son. So that's a son versus others. So he doesn't even get into the next step of what about a husband to a wife, which others discuss. Rav Shechter discusses this in Eretz HaTzvi, page Reish Chav Dalid, suggesting that maybe it's a machlokes Rishonim, without getting into the machlokes between the Rashbam and other Rishonim and Tosfos, where he discusses to gather Yerusha Sabal Eino Shavet Klala Din Yerusha Da'alma. What's the chakir by Yerusha Sabal? Is it that the Baal, let's read it. Didn't Yerusha Baal Hainu, Das Chusim Sheishto LaHabal Benichse Ishto Bechayeha Nigmar Vinishlamim Him Lacher Mosa Liosom Kinyanim Gemurim. It's not even Yerusha. Just like the husband has financial responsibilities and privileges during the wife's life, so one of them, or some of them, continue La'achar Mosa. That's Yerusha Sabal. It's part of Zechusei Baal Be'ishto. And therefore the Rashbam holds, D'i Havi Svirle is explaining a shita there, if you hold that a Baal B'nechse Ishto while she's alive is a Lokeach, it can't change afterwards. D'ein Din Yerusha Chal Achar Misa B'nechse Ishto. D'eino Karav Lami Mishpach Azav, he's not a blood relative, right? And therefore, it can't be a regular din of Yerusha. Ein baza din Yerusha kalikar b'muvan haragil. Shekinyani amorish over matal yoresh. Ela kamur, dizchusei habal shahayilo b'nechse ishto b'chayeha, nishlamim v'nigbarim heim v'nefachim, liosam kinyanim gemurim l'achar mosa. Right? It just continues till afterwards. And therefore, it would just be a hemshech of what took place earlier and not something new. That's in terms of Yerusha. One other point, and then we will continue in terms of Kofar. You know, let's continue a little more, and then we'll do a little more about Kofar. Let's go. Let's remember the Minchas Chinuch. So it continues the Gemara first. Uben Ezekiel continues the Gemara. Uben Ezekiel, the Omer of Yekiva. So what we just say? The Rabbi Yekiva makes this bold statement where he says that certain payments only go to the woman's relatives and not to the husband. It overrides Baal Yoris Zishto. Which payment? What did we just say? Kofar. Only the kofar payment. Meaning, if a woman is killed, so the kofar payment that she, her relatives, are supposed to get goes to her own relatives, not to her husband. Why? Because kofar is specifically paid la'achar misa, it's ra'ui, the husband doesn't get ra'ui, kiba mochsak. So says the Gemara, all other nezek goes to her husband? Is that true? Only kofar? Uben ezekin lo'am Rabbi Akiva? By nezek, Rabbi Akiva does not say it goes to her yarshim, it goes to the husband, v'atanya. But didn't we learn? In a brisa, hika se'ishav yasu yiladeha, the case of a pregnant woman, and she loses her babies. So a woman was hit, she loses her babies. No sin nezek vatsar la'isha. You give nezek and sar to the woman, v'dmei vlados labal. Only the dmei vlados, we know a special din of the value, the monetary value of the vlados goes to the husband, but the nezek and the tzar go to the isha. Look at the Bach for a moment. Nir be'enai pirish. Im ein abal kayam, nosen hamazik d'mei vlados liyarshav, v'lo li'isha. V'im eino isha kayames, nosen hamazik nezek v'tzar liyarsheha. So according to that girsa that the Bach has in our Gemara, which we're going to have a similar one, if these players die, so then each of their yarshim respectively are going to get these items, including nezek of the isha, and the tsar of the isha is going to go to her yarshim. Alma finishes off the Bach, the af bishar nizikin, the lav kofar nami, yavi nizik al yarshim, below the baal. So what do you see? It's not only kofar, it is other payments of nezek also go to her relatives and not to her husband. Back to reading our Gemara. Ein habal nosin liyarshav. Ein ha'isha nosenes liyarshav. So the Gemara says, Kasha on Rabbi Akiva. Kasha on Reish Lakish's view of Rabbi Akiva. Because you see Rabbi Akiva also says it by other cases of Nezek and not only cases of Kofar. Once we're here though, let's quote the last line of the Braisa. Ha'isa shivcha finish tachara ogiores. What if it was a shivcha that was freed or ogiores? Meaning, a woman who does not have any relatives, right? Then Tosa says, on the bottom line. The hadinaka shivcha v'giyores mishum de'orcha de'milsakach the stam shachreres nesu'a l'mishachrer v'stama giyores l'ger. What's the case? They talk about the case of mishachreres and married to, because the mishachreres usually marries a mishachrer, and in this case, the case under discussion is that you have a husband and a wife, a man or a woman, and then the woman is owed, and then they both die. They both die. Top line in Rashi, umesu shneim, and therefore they don't have any relatives. So that's the last line, that if both of them die, so then Zachla, whoever wants to take it, it's Hefker, right, that two people died, there's no other relatives, then anybody who wants can take it. Question mark. The question is from the earlier line of the Braisa. So you see from this Braisa that Rabbi Akiva says, even other cases of Tashlumei Nezek go to the woman's relatives and not to the husband. And it's not unique to Kofar. Amar Rabba answers the Gemara, Bigrusha. Maybe the case specifically spoken about there, that it's going to go to her husband's relative, to her relatives, is a case of Grusha. If she was fully married, then it's only Kofar, not Nezek. Nezek will go to the husband. But if she's divorced, meaning she gets divorced after the chavala, before the payment is made, so that is where it is going to go to her relatives. V'chein amar Rav Nachman, Bigrusha. It's going to go to her relatives in that case. Why specifically is it going to go to her relatives in that case? Because she is no longer fully married, and therefore she is shayach to it. Ask the Gemara then, Amri, Grusha Nami, Tiflug with Mevladas. If she's a Grusha, then what about the other line of the Brisa? We just explained why Nezek would go to her. What about Demei Vlados, the value of the babies? So then isn't she shayach to that? That's all going to go to the husband, even if she's divorced? Right? It's difficult, right? The Ra'ah says, here in the Shidduch Kabbat says, it's more shayach to her, it's begufa. It's in her goof. Right, fine, he might have some connection to it, but it's in her goof, so shouldn't it go to, she take a chelek in that. The Rashba here is bothered that not only should, first look at Tosis, Grusha Nami Tiflag with Vevados, the Kasalka Daitach, the Lo Ikri Ba'al Ha'isha, Ela Kisha Ha'isha Tachtav. We think the special din of the Torah of Dmei Vlados is when it's Baal Ha'isha, when they're fully married. And therefore here, once you say, you need to say the Ukimta of Grusha for the Nezek line, so for the Dmei Vlados line, it should go to the Isha too. And then Tosfos asks the question that the Rashba asks also, but Tosfos does not give an answer. V'ksas Kasha, the Maiparach to Tiflog with Dmei Vlados. So once you say that they're divorced, therefore she should get a Chelek, why should she only get a Chelek in the Dmei Vlados? Tiflag with Vlados. Atu Vlados Srari Ninu. Dizichia Behu. Right? Dizachia Behu. Are Vlados some bundle that he could be Zocha in? Meaning, she should get everything. What do you mean she should get a portion? Once she's divorced, it's her babies. What does her husband have anything to do with it? Right? That's basically what the Gemara is asking. And if you look in the Rashba had a different Gersa in our Gemara, which he liked. He had this Gersa, but he says, I found another Gersa. He says, V'ot Tamili, first he has Tosas Kasha, my Kamar Tiflog, Adaraba, keeping the Grusha he, Ishakla Kula Tishko. She should get everything. V'ye Sparim Dixivu. And there are some Gersas in the Gemara that say, V'tishko Isha Demei Vlados. Not the Tiflog, but the Tishko. She should take everything. V'nirali Shizua Gersa Yosanachona. I think that Gersa is more correct, because the Gemara is really asking it should be hers totally, not split with the husband. So answer the Gemara, no. Special din. Amar Rav Papa Hatara Zichsa Demei Vlados Labal Afilu Baal Biznus. Right, the husband has the rights to the value of the pregnancy. Special din, even if they're not married, even Baalei HaBiznus, even if there was a Maisa's Nus between them, right, still, why? Because it's Ba'al Ha'isha, Rashi says, a Bo'el Hikbid, really the Diyak is only on the Bo'el, not on the halachic relationship between them, and therefore, that's why the husband gets it, even in the case of Grusha. My Taima, Amakra, Kashi Yoshis, Alav, Ba'al Ha'isha, like the Baal Ha'isha places on the other party, the guilty party that has to pay. So you see, it has to do with Baal Ha'isha, right? Instead of writing Ba'ala, Baal Ha'isha, the focus is on the Bia. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, that asks how far you go. What about if there's a Mamzer? Do you also say there that the husband is the one that has the rights? Boy, Rabbi Akiva, Ba'al Imo, Ba'al Achoso, Yochol Afhu, Ba'al Ha'herayon. Right, Rachman al-Islan, if there's incest. So you can say there also, he has rights to the case of Mamzerus. Tamalomar says the Yerushalmi, Ba'al, Oso sheroi likros baal. Yatsu elush inem ruyam likros baal. This got it. Sounds like there has to be tfisas kiddushin. There has to be a potential of being a baal, even though baal is from the word baal ha'isha, and we say that means a bo el hikpid, as Rashi says, but the Yerushalmi says, but it's got to be somebody that is roi to be called baal, and not a chayve krisus, not if there is mamzeris. That is the ha'ara of the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Chashuk Echemet here, it's been a couple of days, Chashuk Echemet also deals with this issue of by Dmei Vlados, this Yerushalmi, by Dmei Vlados, if there's Dmei Vlados of a mamzer, who has to pay? And the Yerushalmi says that not in this case, he's not chayiv to pay Dmei Vlados to the husband in this case. And then he talks about the Yaveh, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, a tshuva that we haven't mentioned in a long time, but it is a fascinating tshuva that all the Akronim argue with. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Gimel. I'm not going to read it, just to summarize, where there was a Rachman al-Zan and Isis Ish that was Mizana, and she is pregnant, and then she does tshuva. And she comes crying to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I can't believe this, I'm so sorry, it's so bad, but for the rest of my life I'm going to have this child that's going to remind me and the world of my action. Can I have an abortion? Because of tshuva, she wants an abortion to be able to not have this stain on her record. So Yaakov Emden says, well, we would have said, right, Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, the Mishnah says in Chagiga that is El Mamzer. What could you do? So Yaakov Emden says, yeah, but maybe that's only after the child is born. What about beforehand? Says Yaakov Emden, well, she's Chayeves Misa, unbelievable Chiddush. Really, she's Chayeves Misa, and if she's Chayeves Misa, she's not really a Bar Ktala, and therefore, especially also the baby. He goes through this whole Svara, which is unbelievable, Mukhudash, and he is noted to allow her to have the abortion in the tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that this is chas v'shalom, this is not the correct psak, and Choshe Mishpat, Chelik Beisim, and Samach Tes, mamish dvarim v'telem heim, av shekasa bazeh adam gadol kur yavetz, even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right, Yaakov ben Tzvi, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote the tshuva, ki kol chai v'misus, afilo ovid avar zara u'machal shabbos u'bal arayos be'edim u'basra gemura. You can't put somebody to death without edim and asra. The gam kfar bad dino lefnei Sanhedrin v'nota lahem hadin shechayemisa. Even if the Sanhedrin are weighing it and are noted to say chayemisa, mikol vakav calls manchelo amru hapsak din shechayemisa ubefanav dafka v'harago echad neragalav korigadam shlo chadam yolam. If somebody comes and kills a person before the gemar din, the chayemisa. The gemar dino mamish ba'amirasam achar shechlitu barof Sanhedrin. Who am a chayemisa? The kodem lachin avshik far noda shedas a Sanhedrin nota lachayvo misa who a dying kapata legamre, says Rav Moshe lechol dini haTorah. And therefore this shuvah is mechudash ma'od. A couple of your back of the shuvahs are very mechudash. And the Chashuk Echemet says my father-in-law Rav Yashav agreed with this, and therefore it's divadei aser to be mapil Rachmana Litzlan in this circumstance. Regarding the Chiyuv Tashlumin, that's what the Yerushalmi is discussing. Right? If there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin, there's no Raya from the Yerushalmi one way or the other, because that's talking about the Dmei Vlados value. That's what he brings in the Tshuva in this context. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that there's a special din of Dmei Vlados that goes to the husband even after divorce takes place. The Yerushalmi says only where it is Ro'i Likros Baal. Says the Gemara, let's continue, and then we'll mention a Meshech Chachma. V'nukmi l'Rabba, Kigon, 1 second. We have a Machlokas elsewhere in Baba Basra between Rabba and Rav Nachman. We have other cases that are called Ra'ui. Why do we have to come up with an unusual case where, in this, to explain the Braisa, that she got divorced after the act of Chavala, but before the payment? That's pretty unusual. Doesn't sound that way from the Braisa that she's divorced. Maybe she's not divorced. But Machlokas Rabba and Rav Nachman in a different context of Yerusha, but they argue about what is called Ra'ui. So maybe we could have another suggestion of what's called Ra'ui, and that's why the husband doesn't get it in this case. Right? What was our Kasha? We have another case where the Nezek's going to go to the woman's Yarshim and not to the husband. So we have another case of Ra'ui. You don't have to say Grusha. V'nukme l'Rabba kigo chigavu ma'os. Rabba holds that if money was collected on behalf of someone, that's called Ra'ui. V'l'Rav Nachman k'gon shegavu karka. Rav Nachman says karka that was collected is called roi. What's the context? Amar Rabba. Rabba says in the context of bechor, we know a firstborn only takes a double portion in muchzak and not in roi. So this is the case. What if the brothers collect a loan that their father was owed in money or in karka after the father dies? Does the firstborn get a double portion in that money that is collected after he dies? So machlokas, dama rabba, gavu karka yeshlo. If they collect karka, so then the brother, the oldest brother, the bechor, gets a double portion. Why? Because karka is called muchzak. It's called muchzak even when the father dies, because it is leaned, as we know, it is a dvarim nechasim sheyish lahem achrayis. Gavu mos ein lo. If they get money, no, that's called ra'ui. Because what, money is just moves around. There's no connection from this money to the yarshim on the part of the husband, a part of the father, and therefore they're not the bechor is not going to get a double portion for money. For Rav Nachman, the opposite svara, gavu mos yeshlo, because he lent money and he gets back money. Gavu mos yeshlo, gavu karka ein lo, because karka is different. Machlokas about shibudim, machlokas about how you look at a loan. Couple of layers to that machlokas, Rabba and Rav Nachman. But either way, for our purposes, what they each hold that there's one thing that's roi and one thing that's muchzak. So why can't the brisa be talking about that? That they collected on behalf of the woman for tashlumei nezek, they collected one of these. And according to each one, there's a case of ra'ui. So that's the case the Brisa is talking about. What do you have to come up with a case of grusha? It doesn't sound that way from the Brisa. Answers the Gemara. Amri hani mili lebnei ma'arava aliba d'rabanan. You're right. You could have said that regarding the bnei ma'arava, according to the Rabbanan, who Rashi quotes that Gemara in Babasra. Elsewhere, they hold that milva, there is some milva that's nechshav ra'ui. So it's either karka or kesef. So then that answer would work according to them. Kikami hacha karebi. But here I'm trying to answer like Rebbe, who says, fourth wide line in Rashi, de omar bechor nota pishnayim b'shevach de kemuchzak dami v'kol shekein b'milve de kaman de gav yadami lo shna gavu karka v'lo shna gavu mos. There is a Tana out there, Rebbe, that says all cases of milve are considered muchzak. So according to him, you wouldn't have been able to say either one here. That's why you have to come up with the suggestion of grusha. Good. If you look in the Meshech Chachma in Bereishis, he discusses our line of Dmei Vlados going to the husband in the context of Yehuda and Tamar. Says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayeshev, in Perek Lamed Ches, the pasuk that Tamar sends the items of Yehuda and says, you know, to the man who owns these items, I am pregnant. He was the one that made me pregnant. So Yevuar on that pasuk, he mutesvi shilchel chamel lo mar lo ishasher elolo. Yevuar. So we know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Arachin ha'isha sheyotzi the harigim amtina laja teleid, a woman who is chayavas misa, right? The case of the Reach of Eden. A woman is chayavas misa. She's being led out to be killed. If she's pregnant, we don't wait. We don't wait to have her have the baby. She's chayev es misa, she's chayev es misa. So the Gemara says there, in arachim pshita, so why would you have thought otherwise? Chad gufa ninu. Right? She's, right, her ubar yerach imahu, chad gufa hu. Right? So she's one body. Right? So why would you have thought that you would wait? Sakadai dachamina ho viksiv. Because the pasuk says, kasher yashis alav baal ha'isha, our pasuk. Because you might have thought that because the husband has rights in the Dmei Vlados, so then you are knocking his property here. So Mamona de Baal hu v'lo lifsa de minei. Maybe we shouldn't kill her because it's the Mamon, it's the property of the Baal, it's her asset, now we're being mafsid, his asset. So maybe we should wait. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Says, that's the halacha. But now, says the Meshech Chachma, does that apply? That applies to a Yisrael. What about to a Ben Noach? Why? What's the difference? A Ben Noach, nitztavu al ha'ubarim, v'chamiri miYisrael bazeh, based on a pasuk in Parshas Noach, t'gam shnehem, and elsewhere, and the shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam, so it could be that a Ben Noach is more mitzuveh, is chayiv on abortion, than more than even Yisrael, who might be usher, but one is not chayiv misa for that. So, in that case, yes, it's Mamona Dabao, V'imkein mamona de balu de bala isha afilu ba'ale abisnus. He quotes our Gemara, even if they're not related. Ve'ech miktalini namted eshetele. So there, it is more chamer. But Yisrael in his tabu ala ubrim, v'krod de gam shneim lo koi alayhu. The pasuk of gam shneim lo koi alayhu. And therefore he suggests maybe there should be a different halacha regarding a ben Noach. Rak hacha shehara liznunim ve'en yodea miyu abal. But over here in our case of Yudah Tamar, nobody knew who the husband was. And therefore they were going out to kill her, the same way that they would have done anyone else. That's why she says, no, the husband is known. Whoever owns these, that's what she sends, and that's how she saves herself. And that's what it means. But she was really saving herself by throwing these out to them and saying, there is a husband, and in that way, she was saved. Says the Meshech Chachma, Davar Nifla, explaining those psukim in Parshas Vayeshev. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tudatz, Amrei Shimon ben Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Shor Shehemis Eso Eved Shalom B'Kavana, Patim Mishloshim Shkalim. We're still talking about Kofar and Knossos, so we still have to get back to, if we have time, more discussion of the Lumdus of Kofar. But says Reish Lakish, if an ox kills an Eved, so there's no kofar in the normal sense there of the Beit Nizak, but this the Rambam called it, if you remember, kofar. The kofar of an Eved is Shloshim Shkalim. What we call a Knas. So, says the Gemara, Shar Shem is an Eved Shloba Kavana. If an ox kills an Eved Shloba Kavana, what's the important part of that? The ox is not going to be killed there. Right? If there's no Kavana Lahazik, the ox is not going to be killed. So, Yishlokesh is Bechadish, Patim Shloshim Shkalim. So, too, the payment of Knas in that case. One is potter from the owner of the ox. Shneamar kesef shloshim shkalim yitein la'adonav asher yisakel. We compare the payment, the knas payment, and the misas asher. Kolzman shasher beskila habaylam mishalim shloshim shkalim. As long as the ox is killed, that's where the baylam pay the shloshim shkalim of the knas. In asher beskila, in habaylam mishalim shloshim shkalim. So there's a connection between the death of the ox and the payment of the Shloshim Shkalim. Reish Lakish says it by the Knas payment. Rabba says it by the Kofar payment. Shor Shehemis Ben Chorin Shloba Kavana. An ox that kills a Ben Chorin. Shloba Kavana Patami Kofar. Patami from Kofar. Shine Amar Asher Yisakel Vagamba Alav Yumas. Im Kofar Yushas Alav. Same type of drasha. Calls Masha Ashor Biskila. Bailam Mishalim and Kofar. Whenever the ox is Chayevis Misa and we kill the ox, that's where the Bailam are going to pay Kofar. Ein Ashor Biskila. Ein Bailam Mishalim and Mishalim and Kofar. And they each have their limud. Interesting, the Achronim discuss, you know, why is it that they each darshan separate psukim and they don't just darshan both psukim? What, it sounds like Rabbah does not say like Reish Lakish and vice versa. It sounds like it's the same type of limud. So the Achronim wonder, maybe because the order is different. The order is a little different. Now the first pasuk has the payment and then Ashar Yisakel, right? And the second pasuk first has Ashar Yisakel and then the payment. Maybe one of them is considered normal, one of them is considered unusual to create the drasha. But either way, that's the they each have a parallel drasha, at least. So Esay Abaya, so is this really true? Again, Reish Lakish, Rabbah, they say that if the animal is not killed, there is a ptur. Ptur Knas or Ptur Kofar. Ask Sabaya from the Mishnah in the end of Elanaris in Ksubis. Hey, Misharias Ploni or Sharosha Ploni. Somebody walks into court and says, my ox killed so-and-so. Meaning he comes in and admits to Kofar. So what's the halacha? Hariz Mishalim Alpiatzmo. So he has to pay. That's not a Knas. That's not Modib Knas Ptur. Kofar is not a Knas. And therefore, if he comes into court and says, I'm Chayiv, then he pays. So my lav Kofar. Isn't that Mishnah talking about Kofar? Pashtus. And that's why the Mishnah, as we'll see in a second, is contrasting Kofar to Knas. You don't pay Knas al piyatzmo, but you pay Kofar al piyatzmo. So here you see you pay Kofar al piyatzmo, even though the animal's not killed. Because an animal is not killed based on the own testimony of his own master. So therefore, isn't this against Rabbah? Rabbah says you only pay Kofar if the animal is killed. Here you have a case where you don't pay Kofar. I'm sorry, when you do pay kofar, even though the animal is not killed. So the Gemara answers low, dumim. The Mishnah there is not talking about a case where if he comes and admits he pays kofar, you want to pay kofar. Because kofar is only obligatory, as Rabbah says, if the animal is killed. We're talking about dumim. The basic value of the person, let's say as much as he could be sold as an eved. Because after all, the Gemara says, and Rashi explains it, is a person any worse than property? If I damaged something, if I broke something, my property broke something, I'd have to pay for it. So if my animal killed something. So, okay, the magical payment of kofar is not payable unless the animal is killed. But we do pay damim. Tosas here discusses, and the other Rishonim, if you hold that kofar is domain nizik, then what's the difference? Isn't that like basically nezik also? Tosas in my love. If you say kofar is domain nizik, my ikim be damim lekofar. So the Rishonim try to come up with different ideas. What would be the difference? Right, if the mazik dies, so then if kofar is a kapara, you wouldn't pay the kofar payment, but you would pay the nezik payment, or shaloba kavana and kavana. Tosva says, V'odi shlomar, t'nafkamina b'damim l'kofar, t'damim yachol limchol. V'kofar ein yachol limchol. A big sugya. Ki be mochel, could the nizik be mochel? So maybe there's a difference between whether it's nezik, yes, kofar not. Right, also a discussion. But that's the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mishnah there is not talking about, Mishnah Ksubis, is not talking about kofar, it's talking about damim. So there's no riot. Says the Gemara, really? If it's talking about damim, so why is there a difference in the second line of the Mishnah? E damim, e maseifa, he mishorius avdosha ploni, e namashal mapiyatzmo. If somebody comes to court and says, my ox killed so-and-so's eved, then he's putter. But why? Because pashas modeh b'knas putter. But v'i damim. But if we're talking about damim in the Mishnah, my low. So why don't you pay a damim there too? Just like you pay damim in the Reisha for a ben chorin, you should be damim in the Seifa for an eved. So again, if you say the Mishnah was talking about kofar versus knas, then you understand the difference between whether you're mishalim al piyatzmo. But if it's both about damim, then what's the difference between a ben chorin and an eved? Right, they both should have a nezek damim type of payment. So says the Gemara. Amar lei answers the Gemara answers Rabba to Abayas Kasha. Yachil no lishnuli lecha. I could give you one answer. Reisha damim v'seifa knas. I could be mechalik between the cases that the reisha is about damim, so it's no kasha on me, and the seifa is about knas. But that would be a very difficult answer. Right? To say we're talking about two different types of payments in the Mishnah. So I'd give you a better answer. Edivi damim. Really, it's talking about damim. Right? The first case of the Mishnah Ksubis where it's damim of an eved, of a ben chorin, and the second case of a damim of an eved. But now we got our work cut out for us. Why should there be a difference between the damim payments? Knas and kofar, fine. One's a knas, one's mamon. But why should there be a difference in the damim payments, the nezik payments, for a shor that's mazik, that kills? And therefore we should at least pay the nezik payment to a ben chorin and to an eved. So the Gemara has a chiddush. Mihu. Ben chorin, de mishalim kofar al pi atzmo. A ben chorin, which sometimes pays kofar al pi atzmo. Fehi dami, like what kind of case? De'i asu sadi vasidu beit dekata. If two of them come and say, Reuven's ox killed Shimon. Velo yadi itam avi imur avi. But they don't know if Reuven's ox was a tam or a muad. Only a muad is chayiv kofar. Not a tam. The amar mare de muad hu. But the master comes and says, yeah, he was a muad. Right, they testified that he admitted. So in that case, the Mishalim Kofar al piyatzmo. There, his admission helps create the chiyuv of Kofar. So in that case, it's possible to pay Kofar al piyatzmo. So then Hecha Deleka Eid Mishalim Damim. So that's a case where you see there's more of an Itiya to be Mechayev, where you'd pay Kofar al piyatzmo. So that's where you'd pay Damim al piyatzmo. Gabi Eved, She'ena Mishalim, Knas Apiyatzmo, but by an Eved, you would never pay Knas Apiyatzmo. If the Mare, if the master takes part of the Chiyav at all, Pater. Ve'echidami, why? What's the case? Ida'asu Edev Asidu Be'dekatal. If Edev come and say that it was, that the ox killed, V'lo Yadi Tam Avi Imuad Avi, you don't know if Tam or Muad, V'amar Mare de Muad Ha'u, and the master comes and says it was a Muad, Lo Mishalim Knas Apiyatzmo. He wouldn't pay a Knas, because he had part in the Chiyav. So too, if there are no edim, he wouldn't pay damim. So since, again, the chiluk is, there's a concept of kofar al piyatzmo, so that's why you will say damim al piyatzmo. There's no concept of knas al piyatzmo, so therefore we will say there is no concept of damim al piyatzmo in a case of knas. The shaila is that just arbitrary? Because there's more of a chiyuv here, we'll throw in another chiyuv? Or is there some svara given? What's the connection between the damim and the kofar and the knas al piyatzmo? Are there still different types of payments? So two ideas. Number one is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is quoted here in the Berachah Shmuel on Baba Kama, here in Siman Chav Zayin, where the Berachah Shmuel suggests, in the name of Reb Chaim, Shesvaras HaGemara Hi, Shedin Chiyuv Damim Nilmad Midim Chiyuv Kofar O Knas. The whole idea of damim is a backup payment. is learned out from Knas and Kofar. Those are the main payments that are here, but Damim is a backup payment. And therefore, if the main payment is Pater, then the backup payment is going to be Pater. If it's possible for the main payment to be here, so then we will also obligate the secondary payment. That's what he says. Kivin the chiyav damim ba b'makam chiyav knas b'makam shahoda piyatzmo kivin she'ein chiyav knas yishal l'chayv chiyav dam v'chulu. That's what he says. It's a parallel. If you look in the Ar Sameach, well, Ar Sameach has a beautiful chiddush, which gives us an insight into the sugya of modeh b'knas pater. Why is it? We've discussed this many times. Why is modeh b'knas pater? Sebastian says because he's doing tshuva. Somebody comes to Beis Din and says, I did it, so he's Pater. But we know, we basically like Rav and Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, that even if, let's say, the guy sees Edom coming to court, so he runs ahead of him because he doesn't want to have to pay. He says, oh, I did it. So even though he's not such a Baal Tshuva, he's still going to be Pater. So there must be some other reason. Why is Modeh B'Knas Pater? Suggest the Ar Sameach to explain this Gemara. He says, Ma Tamuzeh, he asks on our Gemara, but why Damim has a connection to Knas and Kofar. Amnum apirish pashud ma'od. He said it's obvious. Must not be so obvious if nobody else said it. But he says, it's obvious. Dinechsi. Modeh b'knas de pater. Eino mishum shalom matzino l'chayv al pi atzmo. It's not that it's impossible to be mechayv something based on your own admission. To modeh b'knas v'achakach bo'e de pater. Because even if Edom come afterwards, it's going to be pater. So you can't just say, oh, he's not going to be mechayv al pi atzmo because the Edom came. The Al Karchach, you know why it is? It's not just you can't be Mechayv Al Piyatzmo, but what we might call in halachic terms, it's a poter. It's an active poter that you will never be Chayv again if you come and admit. Why? Here's his key line. Fuhu ki'ilu shileim bebezdin. Tehoda aso bimakom tashlumin koi. His admission is in place of a payment. That's how halacha views it. Why is it? That's a secondary question. The first, in any lumdis, you have to explain what and then why. The why is secondary, but the what is, modeh b'knas is viewed as if there was a payment. And therefore, get back to our Gemara, it's pashut. Once you say that yush chiddush, then it is pashut, he's right. To say that yush chiddush is a chiddush. But once you say that yush chiddush, then it's pashut. So what the Gemara say? Once modeh b'knas is pashut, then you're never going to pay damim. Why? It's as if you paid already. So that's why you're going to say modeh b'knas pater leads to a pter of damim. By kofar, where sometimes even if you admit, you're going to have to pay. So you see clearly, modeh al piyatzmo by kofar is not considered a payment. So that's why sometimes you're going to have to pay damim. But in the case of modeh b'knas pater, why? Because as if you pay, so of course you're not going to have to pay another payment of damim. So that is the chiddush of the Ar Sameach. So you have Reb Chaim and the Ar Sameach to explain our Gemara. Fine. So what did we do so far? We gave a chiddush pshat to that Mishnah in Ksuvis. It's talking about damim, not about kofar knas. And we did that to save Rabbah. Because Rabbah says you would only pay kofar if the animal is going to die also. And that is not what's taking place in Ksuvis. So says the Gemara now, third wide line, Masav Reshul Barav Yitzchak. Kol shechayev, we have another braisa. Kol shechayev ben chorin, chayev be'eved. There's a parallel between ben chorin and eved. Bein b'kofar, bein b'misa. So says the Gemara, there's a parallel between the ox killing a ben chorin or an eved. And there's a parallel by kofar or misa. So kofar be'eved mi'ika. So when do you ever have what's the kofar payment by an eved? Maybe this is where the Rambam got it from. Ela lav damim. But it must be talking about damim. Right, you see here, it's talking about damim. And therefore, the Mishnah in Ksubis must be talking about kofar mamish. And therefore, there's a chiyuv kofar we see even when the animal is not killed. So back to the kasha on Rabbah. Answers the Gemara. Ika da Amri hu motiv lavu mefarakla. Some say he gave his own answer. Ika da Amri amar le Rabbah. And some say Rabbah gave the answer himself. Hachi katani. Kol shechayev beben chorin bikavana al pi edim kofar chayev beebe knas. Anytime an animal acts with kavana al pi edim, so the animal is going to be killed. So that's when there's kofar and there's a chi of knas by an eved. But because shechayev ben chorin shalom bekavan al pi edim damim, and by a ben chorin, whenever you chayev damim al pi edim bekavana, chayev eved shalom bekavan al pi edim damim, that's where you would pay. Meaning, we interpret this brisa not at all about a case of al pi atzmo. When it's not al piyasma, when there are edim, that's where there's a parallel. But if there are no edim, so then maybe there would not be a parallel. If it's al piyasma, and that's what the Mishnah Ksubis is talking about. There are no edim there, it's al piyatsmo, and that's the chilek in damim between Ben Chorin and Eved. Period. Next section. Amalei Rava, says Rava Iyachi, if it's true. We're going back. If it's Rava is true. Rava says that there's always a backup payment. If you don't pay kofar, you don't pay knas, you're going to pay nezik. There's a backup payment. So, why is it, Eisho Shaloba Kavana, if somebody lights a fire, getting back to Nizke Mamon, getting back to Eish, if somebody lights a fire in their Rishus, then it spreads. He did not have Kavana to be Masik. If he had Kavana to be Masik, then you might say Yischai Misa. But, if he didn't have Kavana, Al Piedim, Nishalim Damim. Right, at least there, you're not going to pay kofar if somebody eventually dies, Rachmana Letzlan, because he didn't have Kavana. But Nishalim Damim, he should have to pay at least Damim back up. How do I know that he does not pay Damim? And that's why I'm asking this question. Is it based on the Mishnah we had earlier about Eish? Remember the case? A person lights a fire, lights a haystack on fire. A goat is tied down next to the haystack. An Eved is close to the haystack. He's chayiv if the Eved is burned up and the Gedi is burned up because the Eved could have run away. So he's not going to be chayev for the life of the Eved. So he's chayev for the Gedi. Eved kafas lo v'gedi sabach lo v'nisar v'imo patur. But if the Eved is tied up in the Gedi sabach lo and it's burned up patur, what do we think now in the Havamina? Why is he patur? He's patur on the Gedi and on the Eved because Eisha Misha Mamono, says Rashi, he's explaining that Shita. Right? We discussed then how do both Shitas fit into this Mishnah. So there he's patur, he's chayev for Gedi on the Eved. Totally. V'amarish, and therefore, why are you totally pater? You're not even chayef for nezek. So is this the Mishnah that says that if you have eish shelo b'kavana, you're not chayef for damim? Is that it? Says the Gemara. But hamar eish lakish go chihiches beguva shaleven. No, there's a different reason you're pater there. Not because there's no damim in that type of case, but it's because you're chayef misa to kill nebidur amamine. That's why. So you can't. That Mishnah is not a raya that there's no damim as a backup for eish shelo b'kavana. So the Elamei Hadatanias, maybe it's the following Brisa also we had earlier, back on Dav Yud. Chomer bo Eish b'Babar, we had a Brisa there that discussed and compared and contrasted all of the Niskei Mamon. So Chomer bo Eish b'Babar, there's a Chomer of Eish Mor that Bor does not have. Shaha Eish Mor is Lechol, Bein Davar Haroila, Bein Davar She'ein Roila. Eish is a Mor to eat, to consume anything that's Roi or Ein Roi. We discussed then what that means. Mashein Kein Babar. V'ilu, shoha ish b'shalem eshalo b'kavana damim, mashenki b'bar loktani, bar is for sure pater, for damim, right? Adam, p'tur adam. But ish should be chay for that. It doesn't say that in the list, so it must be that it's not true. It must be ish's pater, for damim also. So says Rava, why? According to Rava, he should be chay. So where it says, demotan of ishir, maybe it should be on that list in the Brisa, but it just left others off as well, so it left this off. But maybe really, damim, you would be chayiv. And the Gemara there discussed what else was left off. Says the Gemara, Ela Rava gufe ibay mi bayle. Really, Rava wasn't sure himself about this halacha. Eisho shaloba kavana mi mishalim damim alo. Is there a backup payment? According to Rava, who says generally there are backup payments to Knas and Kofar, Rava wondered, what about Eish Shaloba Kavana? Mi Amrinan, do we say Gabi Sharhu, only by Shar de Bakavana Mishalim Kofar, Shaloba Kavana Mishalim Damim, only maybe where Kavana, where Kofar gets, you pay Kofar with Kavana, Shaloba Kavana, you pay Damim, Aval Eisho de Bakavana lo Mishalim Kofar, but Eish never has Kofar, Shaloba Kavana Nami lo Mishalim Damim. So do we say Damim is only linked to Kofar? And therefore, just like Eish never pays kofar, so it never pays damim as a backup. Odilma no. Kibun the gabi shoro shalobi kavana. Ava gabdoloka kofar mishalim damim. Shar pays damim even in a case where he wouldn't have kofar. So gabi Eisho nami. Ava gabde bakavana lo mishalim kofar. Shalobi kavana. Mias mishalim damim. Velo yadina and Rava was not sure. Teku. And therefore, he wasn't that he asked the dafka question, but he wasn't sure about the halacha in that case. Fine. Last section. Kiyasa for the day. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. Whenever you have a Rav Dimi, you always have a Ravin on the horizon. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, the God of Adar in Eretz Yisrael, Am Rav Yochanan Kofer, Ma Tamal Omer Im Kofer, what does that extra word teach me? L'Rabo Shofer Kofer Shlo B'Kavana? Kofer bekavana. You do pay kofer, shalom bekavana, kofer bekavana. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbah. Rabbah said earlier, you never pay kofer unless the ox is also killed. Meaning, if the ox gores, shalom bekavana, that you're not going to pay kofer. Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though the ox is not going to be killed, you're still going to pay kofer. Amalei Abaya, Elameata, Eved Nami. Should you say the same thing by the Knas? Mata Malomar, Im Eved, Rabbos, Eved Shalom Bekavana, Eved Bekavana? Should you say the same thing by Knas? V'chitei Machanami. And if you say yes, V'yamarei Shlokish, Shar Shem is Eved Shalom Bekavana, Pater Bishlojim Shkalim. You don't say it. So, Reish Lakish, so you say, would Rabbi Yochanan say it also by Knas? You see, Reish Lakish says he does not. So Amalei says, the Gemara, Gavra, Gavra Karamis? What do you ask me kashas from Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan? The Shita Gubetza says, the Havamina was that Reish Lakish, we know, was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. He was Bakari of him, Sechaz Bal Metzia. So you thought he would be reflecting his Rabbi Shita. Answer, no. They argue plenty of times. So Rabbi Yochanan and Achinami. Rabbi Yochanan might say it both by Kofar and Knas. He also Ravin, and when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he gave a different Mesorah. Rabbi Yochanan, he gave Rabbi Yochanan Shita about Knas. Eved Matab Alomar, Im Eved Larabos, Eved Shalom Kavana, Kevin Bakavana. The opposite. He says it by Knas. Uli Reish Lakish Nami Nema Mi De Eved Im Eved Lo Darish Kofar Im Kofar Nami Lo Darish. Since Reish Lakish argues on the Eved line, would he also argue on the Kofar line? Ami Lo, maybe not. Eved Im Eved Lo Darish Kofar Im Kofar Darish. What's the difference? Maishno, why would he Darish in one and not the other? It's the same kind of word. Eved Im Eved Lo Ksiv B'makam Tashlumin. The Eved line is not written in the context of Tashlumin. And that's why he's not going to use it as a ribui. Kofar Im Kofar Ksiv B'makam Tashlumin. The Kofar line is written in the context of Tashlumin. That's why he would use it as a riboy to a case of even Shalom Bekavana. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll start with reviewing the Gemara Bamatzia about Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and then we will get into other issues coming up in the fourth parak. Okay, we'll stop here.